You're listening to NPR.
So, Cardiff, something very interesting happened to me recently, and it got me thinking about Samuel Beckett, the Irish playwright.
Here comes Comp Lit Stacey.
Hear me out.
Okay.
It started with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola announced that it was expecting its profits to take a hit because of tariffs, the trade war with China. And Coke kind of issued this warning to investors that the trade war was going to hurt their earnings. But then Coke had this amazing quarter. It did really, really well. And the CEO of Coca-Cola, this guy James Quincey, got on TV and basically said, yeah, we're not sure why, but the tariffs didn't really hurt us.
We saw some clouds on the horizon, too, but the storm never arrived. So by sticking to our
Which, of course, got me thinking about Samuel Beckett.
Yep. Even I know where you're going with this.
All right. So in his play, Waiting for Godot, these two characters are waiting for this guy named Godot for the entire play, and Godot never comes. It sort of feels this way with the trade war, right? It's been going on for more than a year. This was huge economic news, tons of doom and gloom from everyone. Like, this is going to be an economic disaster. This is going to ruin our economy. And crickets. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today on the show, Waiting for the Storm. China is one of our biggest trading partners. So where is the storm?
Well, Cardiff, nobody ever said for sure it would come.
And if it doesn't come?
We'll come back tomorrow.
And the day after tomorrow.
Possibly.
And so on.
The point
Until
is,
he come.
You're merciless.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Fundrise, the future of real estate investing. Access private market real estate projects from high-rises in D.C. to multifamily apartments in L.A. Get your first 3 months of fees waived at fundrise.com/indicator.
Support also comes from KPMG. Revolutionize your enterprise with AI. KPMG can help you harness the power of AI to unlock its potential and deliver growth. More at read.kpmg.us/NPR.
So to figure out what was going on, we called up Chad Bown. He's an economist with the Peterson Institute, and he also hosts a podcast called Trade Talks. Chad, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So it has been a little while since trade has been at the top of the headlines. Catch us up.
So the last big action on trade were the tariffs that were announced suddenly, quite suddenly, in early May. So at that point in time, the Trump administration and China were kind of giving signals that they were close to a deal, and then suddenly all bets were off. President Trump raised tariffs from 10% to 25% on $200 billion worth of imports from China. China retaliated, and it looked like things were spiraling downward. Now, President Trump and President Xi got together in Osaka, Japan, at a big world meeting of global leaders at the end of June. And they said, OK, we'll start talking again. And so, yes, next week, officials from both countries are going to get together, and we'll see what happens. But we really don't have any positive signs that, we should expect a deal anytime soon. The issues they were negotiating over were really, really hard. And I think, we're kind of in this new state of normal where it's just lots and lots and lots of tariffs.
The effect of these tariffs is sort of an interesting issue. I'm thinking recently the CEO of Coca-Cola, the CEO said, we were expecting a storm and a storm never came. Are the impacts we were expecting not happening?
To my mind, the strangest part of this trade war is if you had stepped back in, say, January of 2018 and said, look ahead to the middle of 2019. And in the middle of 2019, President Trump is going to have imposed 25% tariffs on half of what the United States imports from China. China is going to have retaliated in kind. And the world is not going to be in a major recession. Stock markets aren't going to have massively negatively responded. That, I think, a lot of people would have been surprised to see that kind of prediction. And yet today, that's almost exactly where we are.
Yeah. It's just like, do you feel that way? I mean, this is the water you swim in. So, were you surprised?
Well, a lot of the tariffs just went on. So, the big increase in tariffs from 10% to 25% only went into effect on June 15th for the most part. And so it's going to take a little bit of time for the effect of those tariffs. These things are taxes. You know, it's going to lead to higher costs for the companies that buy these products from China. It's going to take a little while for those cost increases to be passed on to the American consumer and for consumers to then react and say, ah, we don't want to buy this stuff anymore, or we're going to switch to something else. I think we can expect to see it, but I think it isn't surprising that it hasn't wound its way through the American economy yet.
But you say yet. You think the storm is still coming?
It's hard to tell. There's a lot going on in the U.S. economy, and while our trade with China is large, the U.S., even though it's an open economy and it has relatively low tariffs, most of its economic activity is just domestic stuff. You know, it's very much a services economy. It may turn out that there isn't a huge dramatic impact on the U.S. economy of these tariffs. Now, if we see even more tariffs get imposed, and you know, again, President Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on all the rest of the imports coming in from China, that could change a lot, because the products that haven't been hit with tariffs yet, that's a lot of things that consumers buy. So clothing and toys and shoes and a lot of consumer electronic products. A tariff increase there, consumers would see that, I think, much more quickly.
And what about on China's end? I know that people have expressed worries over China's economy. Is that because of U.S. tariffs?
There's certainly a part of it that's not helping the Chinese economy. And one of the things that's quite interesting that it's actually been doing is China's actually been lowering its tariffs toward the rest of the world.
Oh, so it's going free trade with everybody else?
Yeah, not quite free trade, but you know, if when you retaliate against the United States, what that does is that imposes costs on Chinese consumers. They now have to pay more for, you know, say, lobster coming in from Maine. And one of the ways that you can help offset that cost is you can make it easier for Chinese consumers to buy lobster from some other country. And that's what we see China actually doing. They're lowering their tariffs on lobster coming in from countries like Canada. And so what you see is the imports that used to come in from the United States, lobster from Maine, those are going away. Now China is buying much more lobster from places like Canada instead.
Okay, Chad, I have to ask you this. So I feel like most economists are extremely pro-free trade and talk about just the enormous impact that free trade has on the economy, like both on the consumer level and on the macro level, that it improves our quality of life and everything like that. I mean, is that like not as true? Why are we not seeing a bigger impact? I feel like, I mean, waiting for the storm is such a good phrase. Like, I feel like I've just been waiting all year for like, well, it's coming. Is it just never coming? Is this like Y2K?
Sorry, I'm trying to think of something funny to say about Y2K, but I can't. That was such a good question. Yeah, I just so it is a really big question, and I think, you know, as economists, we want to send out signals and warnings, but it's also important that we don't overhype projections. And the truth of the matter is, the United States imports from a lot of different countries. And while the tariffs have been quite big as imposed on China, the Trump administration hasn't shut down markets yet toward stuff coming in from Mexico or Canada or Europe or Japan. And so some of the things that we buy from China can begin to be sourced from those other places. And I think we're starting to see that.
So, I mean, has this been a good move for the U.S.?
There's no evidence yet that this is a good move, unfortunately. You know, we'll see what happens at the end of all of this. It could possibly turn out to be the case that President Trump and President Xi strike some sort of deal, a deal that ends up getting rid of all of the tariffs and leads to China behaving a little bit better, more in line with the way that the United States would like in the trading system, better protecting intellectual property, getting rid of a lot of the destructive subsidies they have out there. But we haven't seen that happen yet. And that's really, you know, the only positive potential outcome that we might get out of all of this.
Chad, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Chad Bown is an economist with the Peterson Institute and the host of the podcast Trade Talks.
This podcast was produced by Darius Rafieyan, edited by Patty Hirsch, and fact-checked by Emily Lang. The Indicator is a production of NPR. That passed the time.
It would have passed in any case.
Yes, but not so rapidly. perfect. Come on, come on. You got to use that. That's amazing.